Thank you for tuning in to Lash Aligns Education. This is Morgan Hatfield, the owner and founder. I'm here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Hi everyone, this is Morgan, the owner and founder of Lash Aligns Education. I have Annie here with me. She is our very first and our lead brand ambassador. We haven't officially launched that program yet, but we will be here in the next week or two. That gives you really, really good discounts for our products that you cannot beat because the products are already super affordable. Today, we're going to be talking about consultations. So we have a little bit of a list here of some things we want to go over. We want to explain what a proper consultation is. But we also want to explain what you need to do in a consultation because you may not know. You may be solo in a studio. And if you're solo in a studio, I know you rely on stuff like this to help you. So that's what we're here to do. And we're here to just explain on why it's so important. If you're not doing a consultation, you need to be. And if you're not doing paperwork, you need to be.
And at the end of the day, it's going to make your time with your client a lot easier. And it's going to make their time with you a lot easier as well, as like, because y'all both will understand.
Yes, and doing consults and paperwork will make you stand out between other lash artists, because here at our studio all the time we get people that come in and they're like, what is this? I've never had a full paperwork out before. I've never had a consultation.
Or they say that they're nervous.
Right. And that's why it's so, so, so important. And this will make you stand out between all the other lash artists in your area. Lash extensions are growing, and it's not like how it used to be where you're going to be the only one in your area. You're more than likely, you're going to be in an area where there's other lash artists around you, and you have to stand out. And this is one thing that will help you stand out. So,
and because they are becoming so popular, a lot of people think that they're more informed than they really are, but I think that there's a lot of misinformation out there. So
100%.
A proper consultation can definitely clear any questions or misinformation that anybody got.
Right. So first, before we go over a couple things, I will say, if you go on to our website, there is a link on our Instagram. We have a PDF of a proper consultation form. You can use that if you would like to change the logo to your own personal logo. You more than welcome, you can. I personally made that up. It's very detailed, but it covers you doing their lashes because it asks questions that are needed on the consultation form.
Definitely relevant.
Right. Their lash health, you know, all of that. And also, too, it gives you consent to touch their face, basically touch their lashes. So we have, what is the consultation? You're going to figure out what they're wanting.
Yeah, I basically start off by asking them, first off, what look are we going for? And obviously you'll have, whether they're classic, hybrid, volume, whatever, but you want to know if they want something more natural versus more dramatic, and
right.
That kind of starts off like
right.
The very beginning of
right
how you know what you're going to do on them.
Right. And that also, too, I feel like will set you apart, because even in the hair industry and the lash industry, some lashers don't ask their clients what they want. They just have them lay down and they do what they think the client may want or what they think looks good. But what you may think look good, the client may not like.
And it's happened, and it'll happen to all of you, and it's happened to all of us, where you think that somebody wants something because they don't explain it, or you didn't get to that level of depth with what they're wanting, and you're like, oh, this looks really good, they're gonna love this, and they're like, ooh, that's not
right,
that's too dramatic, or that's
sometimes, you know, our long may be long to us, but maybe it's not long to that client. You know, every client, everyone has their own personality, and you know, and that's why it's important to do a consultation, because you can, you know, if they wear strips every single day, well, obviously, you know, they're going to think probably a 12 millimeter is not very long, because they're used to super long, probably 15, 16, yep. You know, exactly.
That's how I used to be.
It's also really important to go over your aftercare. You can do this in the consult before you start, or you can do it after. Always give them an aftercare pamphlet as well. I can share ours. I personally made them. They're very detailed. It is very long, and the client, obviously, going over all of that, they're not going to remember it all, but you send that home with them.
Yeah. Also, our aftercare pamphlets on the back of them have everything that they need to know about their natural lashes, because sometimes, like I said, misinformation, people will go into something thinking one thing, and people will always ask, like, how long does this last?
Right.
You know, it's not really a matter of lasting. It's your lash cycle and shedding and stuff like that.
Yes, it talks about lash shedding, and that is so, so, so important, because we, to this day, we get people that message our Instagram for our salon, and they say, hey, I've been going to blah, blah, blah studio. My natural lashes are falling out. And I start talking to them, and I kind of do a consultation over Instagram or over the phone, and I'm like, well, explain to me. Do you mean one extension to one natural lash? Because that's normal.
Yeah.
But that studio didn't explain that to them. So now they're talking bad about the studio.
Bad on extensions in general.
Or bad about extensions in general, and it ruins their experience.
And they think it's ruining their natural lashes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but it's not, it's normal. So that's something to do. Also, that's another point we have on here, is to talk about that with the client.
Exactly.
That's so important. Also, during the consultation, it gives you time to answer any questions they have. You know, kind of like what we were just talking about, if they're nervous because maybe they went somewhere and didn't have a good experience, or they didn't do a consultation with them, so they don't know what to expect.
Yeah. What do you think your top question you get is during a consultation?
Will this ruin my natural lashes?
Yeah. or how long is this going to last?
Right. Yeah. And it's sad, though, that first question. It's honestly, it breaks my heart, because, and we're in Oklahoma, okay? So where you're at, it may not be this way, but this is where it is, where we are at. And I'm trying to change that. Everyone that's included in this is trying to change that. And because we see so much of bad work here, and it breaks my heart,
and it really like breaks the trust of the client, because they automatically go into it thinking that you're gonna damage their natural lashes, and you have to basically build their trust from the very beginning, because we have to tell them, like, hey, this is what's gonna happen,
Also, explaining the process, kind of. I mean, I feel like we've kind of talked about that a little bit. I mean, you want to, if they've never had it done, you know, let them know that, hey, like, this isn't going to hurt. That's one thing, too, I've gotten, too. Is this going to hurt?
I've had, actually, people that have told me that their lash artist, when they go for a fill, the lashes that are grown out, that they've plucked them out. And that is the scariest thing.
Not normal.
So, of course, that would hurt, or... I've had a lot of people saying, like, this burned my eyes, or this and that.
Burning.
And then when they get them done by me, they're surprised, like, oh, this didn't hurt at all. And my eyes didn't burn. And, yeah, it's scary, because I don't know what other people are doing out there.
Right. And like I said, this happens everywhere. It could be maybe a little bit more in our state. I'm not really 100% sure. So I'd like to get your input on this. If you're watching this right now, let us know what state you're in. And let us know, like, is this really common where you're at as well? And I think it's getting better. I know it is in Oklahoma, I feel like. I mean, I feel like we're a big part of that here with our salon and Lash Alliance. And we have a group called Oklahoma Lash Artists as well. And so if it's getting better here, I'm sure it's getting better in other states as well. It's just a slow process.
Everybody has to put in the same amount of effort to change.
Yeah, exactly. Natural lash health, like letting them know too, this kind of goes back to maybe they went to someone that didn't care about their natural lash health, and they were putting 15 millimeter on them and they cannot support that, and now they're coming to you asking for 15 millimeter.
And as much as you want to please your client, you kind of have to tell them, hey, your natural lashes can only handle like a 12,
right?
And usually you'll be kind of scared to tell them, hey, this is what I'm actually going to do, because you can't do that. But in the end, most of the time, I've learned that your client will end up respecting you more, because they know that in the end that you're always going to tell them the truth and you're always going to do what's best for them.
Exactly.
So
they respect that, and they'll respect you.
Consultations are all about building trust.
Exactly. And then paperwork. giving consent, this gives consent, you know, it is so, so, so important us as professionals in this industry that we are getting consent. We're getting consent for before and after photos, but we are also getting consent to touch their lashes, to touch their face, to remove the lashes, to apply the lashes. This is so important because if we don't and something was to happen, you know, we're screwed. We did not get their consent. You know, it's not on paper. We don't have their signature on there and it could end up bad. And, you know, 98% of your clients are going to be amazing. You're not going to have issues. But what if you do get that client where you do have an issue?
And that way you can always be safe
and protect yourself.
And refer back to the paperwork saying like, well, this, you did sign this here stating this, and this. And also, even though our goal isn't to, you know, burn them, poke them, all of that, the bad stuff, you do want to include that in your paperwork if you're making your own paperwork in case something does happen. You can put in there like, I understand that I could possibly have an allergic reaction, da 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 da.
Right.
You want to include every possibility, not saying like that's anything that you intend to do, of course, but you want to make sure that everything is covered so you're covered.
Right, exactly. And that's what one thing that we do here is we also have a salon policy sheet. And we actually didn't have that at first. Maybe we've had it for about a year. It's something I thought of. I was like, you know what? We have their consent on the eyelash extension form, you know, for the eyelashes and all that. But we need to also, you know, let them know our salon policies when they come in as well. Like, more in detail type of salon policies, like our pet policy. You know, you can't bring pets in here. And yeah, we have had that a couple of times.
And if our cancellation policy. Right. And all of our policies are
an allergic together. Reaction, you know, because we can't control that, you know. And that'll be another talk for another time. But it's really important that you also include stuff like that. And we get their signature on that. So if for some reason, well, we also do a 48-hour touch-up. If they're having issues with their lashes, they can come get the 48-hour touch-up. And if it's been over 48 hours, you know, really they're not technically allowed to get that free touch-up. And we don't give refunds and we have that on the paperwork. And if for some reason someone threw a fit about that, we have their signature understanding we don't give refunds.
Yeah. So. And you don't want it to get messy.
And you don't want to get too messy. Yeah, you know. Yeah. So, and that's another good talk for another time, too. Like, cancellation policies, refunds, you know, doing free touch-ups, all of that. Because that, we could talk all day about all of that. So, okay. So, basically, make sure you have make sure you're doing consultations. And make sure you have paperwork. It is so, so, so important to protect yourself as a lash artist.
And it might seem too in-depth. But it's never too in-depth. If I'm doing eyebrows, an eyebrow wax and tint, that's, I think, 3 or 4 forms that they have to fill out. And that seems pretty excessive, but literally anything can happen, and it's never going to be too in-depth because you want to make sure that you're covering every single area possible. That way, for their safety, for your safety, to make sure that all areas are covered, you know. Just gotta make sure everything's clear.
Right. I agree. Okay. Well, if you guys have any questions, feel free to comment, DM, let us know. Again, this is Annie.
Hi.
She is the first brand ambassador, and you will see more of her. So thank you, ladies. Have a good night.